Show. This is General Kalen Shaw.
Yes, and I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Little.
And here is Phil Hendry.
Thank you. That was a nice, clean, quick open. I like that.
Yes, we understand, Phil. We got your memo.
I was reading this thing. What's 2 pages?
I wanted to make sure that we...
I don't want to talk about it right here.
Well, I'm kind of tough to read, don't you?
I don't want to... What was tough about it?
Well, first of all, there's all this I, you know, would like to bring to your attention. La-da-da-dee-dee-dee.
Yeah, a little floral, Phil. Just get to the point. It could have been about a half a page. It was 2 pages.
There were a lot of things I wanted you to know about. I wanted you to know the fact that I was taken care of. This week has been nuts. Taking care of Maria.
Yeah, I know about that, Mr. Henry. You have to put that in a memo.
No, I'd put that in a memo.
Because I wanted to memorialize it. Do you understand that? Memorialize it?
Yeah, in other words, you wanted to bury it and let it die on its own.
Well, that's what it sounds like, Phil.
I wanted to make sure that you cats...
And again, with the cats, there is a kitten here.
Yeah, who's that?
What a dirt...
I wanted to make sure that you guys knew what was happening this week. And for welcome to the show, folks, because here I go again, like, you know, talking to these nuts when I ought to be talking to you. But the fact of the matter remains that I got Maria coming to the house.
You look like boo-boo-boo.
Yeah, you...
Well, knock it off, will you?
Thank you, Margaret.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you don't need to point out every damn thing he does wrong, otherwise we'd be here all night. So...
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
So
you talk about Maria's coming over.
Yeah, she just got out of the rehab, so she'll be coming over tomorrow. So, got to get the house ready. And when I say get the house ready, when you get somebody coming around who has had hip replacement surgery... You got to make sure things are safe.
Yeah, well, you got to make sure they're not going to go falling down and falling on their ass down some stairs. As you got a two-story house, someone could die.
Well, they're not going to die, General.
Well, I'm just telling you.
They're not going to die, so I got to get the house ready, and we got to make sure that on top of everything else, I got insomnia.
Now, what is going on with you in this insomnia? Somebody out there in radio land must, or in podcast land, or in download land, or whatever it is, must have some...
Yeah, probably a cure or something, but then Mr. Henry would be taking pills. What, do you want him to take pills?
No, I don't want him to take... What are you inferring?
Well, kind of like you want Mr. Henry to take pills and everything.
Yeah, maybe you want to move him out and you move in.
You are filthy animals.
Hey, come on, Margaret. They're kidding. Say you're kidding.
I'm only kidding.
That's better.
You weren't worried about me, were you?
No, I just don't like being called a murderer.
Yeah, so...
Of course, Phil, yes, there's a part of me that was worried about you.
Thank you. So, and I'm not going to take any sleeping pills, so don't worry about it.
Why not?
One of the reasons is what you just said. They're dangerous. But on top of everything else, I don't like... They're groggy. They make me groggy.
Oh, you still feel the effects, huh?
Yeah, the next day I feel the effects, so I don't take those, but...
So what do? You just drink another Moscow Mule or something?
No, I don't drink Moscow Mules.
Like Mexican Mules.
Yeah, shut up. What I do is I just suffer through it like I did last night, and then I lost the audio track.
Jesus, I heard all about that. Sorry, I hit the microphone.
Yeah.
I heard all about the fact that you did the audio track, and then you erased it. Don't tell me why.
Not a count of Mr. Henry hadn't slept.
Right, exactly.
You hadn't slept, and so you erased the audio track. Then you tried to lift it off the video, and what happened?
The video track audio sucked. It was jumpy, it sucked, so... Anyway, here we are, and it's been one of those weeks. I apologize, folks. Very good to be with you. We do have with us tonight Ted Bell. In fact, I did a show last night with Ted. He's going to be pissed off because he found out after that entire segment we did.
So you did do a show last night. I want everyone to know that, but it was inadvertently erased.
Yeah.
So here we are, having to make up for it.
This is the what?
This is the show for Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Tell you what we'll do right now is jump right on into this here thing. We got Ted Bell hanging out at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We've got all kinds of things happening out there. So before we do anything, let's check out the traffic here. We got Bob Bakian and the guys.
Show traffic.
Bob Bakian along with Sky Boy and also Sky Baby.
So right now we got the freeway with the it's coming out there. The car parks. There's a couple of car bombs out there. Somebody let one off. Somebody let one. You let one go. You're gonna find out about it too. I'll tell you that right now. Going out the Harbor Freeway there, off the right side, you got a car on fire on the roadway, and there's a little child that's crawling around in there. Passing through the freeway right now with a little baby driving the car out there. In fact, talk about baby driving service. Baby driving a truck up there, the 5 lane, and the 5 lanes are filled with babies driving trucks. Let's go over here to the Sky Boy.
Yeah, mommy's on the baby driving the truck. Got some Sky Baby trying to talk about them, talking about the helicopter. Get off the door on there, and there's a domo, and the major domo overpass down train. And it's turning green, the lights are all red there, and the big clouds are up. Gotta wait for them to turn green, so Sky Baby.
Shit. Boyd, Sky Baby, sweet hand. Uh-oh.
Reckless Billy this week at the Guy Fawkes Theater, matinee and evening shows. Reckless Billy, a hilarious comedy about a little boy that keeps falling down stairs and out of airplanes. Reckless Billy, this weekend at the Guy Fawkes Theater, matinee and evening shows.
This is General Kalen Shawn for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. Get a backstage pass today. If you don't, you feel real sad. If you do, you'll be gay, as in happy, not mad.
I'm Bud Dickman. I'm on the show. You can hear me, too. It won't blow. If you get a backstage pass, you'll be in the know.
Then you'll hear me, too. Margaret Gray. We've got Ted Bell. He's so, well, he's so way out there in his own way.
And Robert, Leonard, too. Phil Henry, too. Then my auntie, Mavis, too. 2 + 2 = 2. You, too.
Phil Henry here. A backstage pass. Put it in your ear. Is it clear?
Backstage pass at PhilHenryShow.com.
I think that sucked.
I thought it was good.
Welcome back. You're the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Well, guess who we've got on the line for you? Yes.
Chad's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody. This is Ted Bell with Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'll tell you something right now. This coming weekend at Ted's of Beverly Hills, it's baseball, 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 and that means baseball steaks. Oh, yeah. How do you like me working out with it, Phil? You like that?
That was great, yeah.
The baseball steak.
One of these days, you're going to have to tell me, Ted, what a baseball steak is.
A baseball steak is simply a steak that is round. It looks like, I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. I think it's like a filet mignon, something like that.
Ted, we understand that, you know, that with Donald Trump, President Trump being in the news, we understand that he was planning on visiting California and coming to the restaurant?
Well, see, this is the ongoing problem that we've got. I mean, the problem that I've got, and it's ongoing, is with President Trump, who I know, and in a very casual way I've known him for quite a long time. Hell of a guy. I think he's going to be a great president. People give him half a chance. But for a lot of this stuff...
Let's just keep the politics out of it, please, because I'm going to get angry.
What is that supposed to mean?
All right, Margaret, may I restate what she said? Let's keep the politics out of it so we don't have, you know, arguments.
Right, I know. I don't like the way she put that.
Who's she?
Whoa, get a load of you.
Who is she?
It's you, Margaret, okay? You know, I'm Ted Bell. I've got far greater things to do.
Yes, yes, you're Ted Bell. All right, look, she apologized. And whatever she said she was sorry, or you said you were sorry. I forget what happened.
Right, yeah, I had to bend over.
Bend over?
Yes, it's exactly right. Because didn't I have to do something there, Phil, that wasn't I the one that gave the power up there?
I don't remember.
Yes, it was you, because you said she, and...
Yes, forget it. What, Ted?
Oh, man.
Are you going to start the ball, or are we going to do a segment here?
Good one. And by the way, your boss or your lord or whoever you call Donald Trump, your president?
He's your president, too. Don't worry about it.
Well, you know what? You're taking after him, Ted, with a lot of the sniveling and the crying.
I thought she should... Didn't she just say that she did...
Yeah, Mr. Bell, you're going... She, you know?
Look, I don't want to stand the correction of this guy and the other guy. Are you there, Robert?
They're right here.
Don't you dare tell me that I'm screwing up. Now, am I going to... I forget.
Let's just move ahead. Now then, you were going to say about President Trump coming out there this summer.
Yay, you got it out. Good man.
What is he doing? Taking a deep breath or something?
I'm telling you. Here.
What's his problem?
Would you please, Margaret? Yes, Chef. Well, I was talking to Ted.
Yeah, I know, but he gave me the phone. He's walking it off right now. What's this all about?
This is Margaret Gray, Chef. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm supposed to be talking. I want to ask Ted about Donald Trump visiting the restaurant this summer.
Well, it's very unlikely he's not going to. Give me the phone. I'll do it. Thanks a lot. Get back in the kitchen, will you? Hey. I'm sorry. I apologize. You got me talking rude to my chef? Oh, man.
You know, I got to apologize to you, Ted.
What is that about?
No, wait. I got to apologize to you, Ted. We called you up. We wanted you on the show. Margaret, you know, you're getting a little jumpy. You're just like, hey, who is she and all this stuff. Just let it slide, okay? Let a few things slide.
I got to agree with that, Ms. Gray.
Well, I don't care what you agree with.
Well, you know what? I agree with the boy, too. I think you got to let a few things slide.
General, what if I said that you were ugly and you dressed poorly? Never mind.
Yeah, see, that wouldn't bother me.
Well, go ahead.
All right. Ted, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Okay, here's what I'd like to do. I'll conduct the interview, Margaret, and you can ask questions.
And it was going to be my segment.
Well, I don't think it's going to work out. Now, look, I got nothing against talking to you, Margaret, but I don't think right now it's going to work. Let me talk to Mr. Hendry.
I'll talk to Ted. You can ask questions.
Fine.
All right, Ted, so Donald Trump, coming out this summer or not?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know. It's very possible that when he swings through California for whatever reason, he will stop by because he loves the restaurant. He likes to come in. He likes to go into the kitchen. He likes to see what's cooking. He brings a coterie, you know, an entourage of about, I don't know, 10 people with him, and they sweep through the restaurant, and it's all very grandiose, and that's the way he likes it, and I sort of, you know, let him do that. Not that Ted Bell has any power over letting him do anything or not letting him do anything, but I do try and make him comfortable. Now, the problem is with President Trump, and he and I are good friends, when he comes in, you know, he's got to make a big show of things. And so he will say, as soon as he gets seated, and he'll have a table for about 10 people.
What does he order? Do you know?
Margaret, come on.
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Fine.
So he will sit down at the table.
Well, what is he doing when he's
Hey, Margaret, come on.
Sorry. Listen to him.
You want to just bust his castanets over Trump, don't you?
I think it's the interesting part of this interview. Hearing about Ted's restaurant, we've heard it a million times.
I'm not talking about my restaurant. I'm talking about where the president sits when he comes to my restaurant.
All right, where does he sit? At a table?
In the main dining room he sits, yes. And he likes to be near the window where the fire pit is. And, Phil, it's just too dilly. I didn't mean to tell you the phone, but Ted has to sit down. I'm just catching my breath.
Do me a favor, Margaret. Don't say anything.
All right. Poor little boys.
Margaret, come on.
All right, I'm sitting down, Phil.
Are you busy tonight?
Right now, no, we are not busy. We are very, very light traffic right now. I'm actually sitting in the kitchen, so.
All right, so Ted, the president comes in.
Yeah, he comes in, and then he begins his dinner. And to answer Margaret's question, he likes to open with the clam chowder, which he loves the clam chowder that we have here. Then generally, he's going to get a Kansas City steak. He loves the vegetable medley. We call it the vegetable medley. And he's asked, why do you call it that? And I said, it's because we had, you know, we had a guy in, a basketball player who...
You had a basketball player.
Yes, we did. We had Magic Johnson, and he said that.
Now, how do you like that, Phil? This is what I'm talking about.
You're not doing that to make fun of...
No. But he did say, I was talking to Magic one time, and I said, you know, I said, did your mother cook for you at home? Because his mother's a great cook. He said, yeah, she would cook the starches and vegetables. And I made a mental note of that.
You made a mental note of the fact that the young man mispronounced the word?
Yes, I made a mental note of it.
Do you write that on the menu? Do you write that on the menu, Ted?
Not anymore. No, we won't.
See, it's a good thing that I'm here to make record of this.
We don't put it on the menu anymore.
Listen to you, man.
Well, please, don't...
Look at Bell. So you're telling me that people would walk in there and see the vegetable medley?
And the vegetable medley. Okay, there were two that we put it there. We said, you can have the vegetable medley or the vegetable medley. And then the...
Give me the phone. You all right?
I mean, let me sit out.
This guy is... What? You're not particularly busy.
No, but you bringing up Trump.
So now we know, Ted, when we go into your restaurant, we can either order the vegetable medley, ha ha ha, or the vegetable medley. Why don't you call it the Magic Johnson medley?
All right, I'd like to apologize to Mr. Johnson.
Give me the phone. You're not... You can't talk right now. Calm down. Do, take a deep breath. Take another one.
Is that a deep breath the guy's taking?
He's very winded.
Well, else he's more than winded. I think he's changing... I think he's changed sexes.
What did he say? Nothing, nothing. So, Flo, Ted's, you know, he's catching his breath. But, yeah, I can tell you the menu, we've taken the vegetable. We're doing it right now. We're taking vegetable medley off there.
Now, how can you do it that fast?
Because they taped it over, you know. They taped over vegetable. I didn't like it. I told him not to do it. He went ahead and did it anyway because he thought it'd be really funny. And people would ask, how come you call it the vegetable medley? And he'd say, because Magic Johnson was in here one night. And that's what he asked for. And so... You know, I'm a businessman first.
Well, that's really, really going to help you with a lot of your customers. That's really, really smart. You know, I've never seen that on the menu, but if I had seen it, I would have asked you about it. If you give me the answer you give me right now, I would have walked out of the restaurant.
Oh, get out of here, will you?
I would have walked out of the restaurant.
What up? You know something, Phil? You're a drama queen. That's the whole thing.
Well, if Phil's a drama queen, then I'm a drama... Well, I am a drama queen.
Well, we know that about you. No denying that.
Is that some kind of a put-down?
All right, so anyway, can we get back to Donald Trump?
Yeah, so Donald Trump, now I'm thinking about vegetable medley.
Donald Trump?
Donald Trump orders the clam chowder and the vegetable medley and the Kansas City steak. And then sometimes he likes to get those the garlic dried green beans. We have a fantastic selection of side dishes. That's one of them. And sometimes he gets the garlic mashed potatoes.
I imagine those are, what's the most popular side dish you have?
Well, are we talking about Trump or?
Well, I'm just giving a plug for the restaurant.
Oh, okay. We are.
So this is about Ted's restaurant then. No, I'm asking him, what's the most popular side dish?
I would say the most popular side dish that we have.
So we're talking about the restaurant and not Donald Trump.
Yeah, General, just let the guy answer the question.
Do you mind? I'm waiting.
The most popular side dish that we have. Give me some water, will you?
Hey, Ted, I used to have that problem.
Oh, that's great. The most popular side dish we have is the garlic mashed potatoes.
All right, that's all I wanted to know. All right, so President Trump comes in.
So he sits down. And they begin to eat. And then he starts, you can see the president is talking very animatedly with people, and he's enjoying himself. And then I'll see him, because while he's in the restaurant, I feel that I need to be at attention, not at attention like a military guy, but, you know.
You're attending to his table.
Attending to his table, exactly, along with the waiters and the waitresses. So, and then he'll wave me over, and he always does this, to say, Ted, such and such and so and so. He'll ask me a question by the restaurant. How old is the restaurant? Or, you know, he'll tell a story about my father. Or he'll say, this is a great menu. Where do you order your steaks from? Where do you get your beef from? Et cetera, et cetera. And I'll answer all the questions, and then he'll wave his hand backhand and say, you're dismissed. And gets back to eating his food. And that's the part that...
That's the part that bothered me, too.
Oh, I mean, it's... You got to understand, he's a very, very, he's the president of the United States, a very busy man. There's a lot of pressure on the guy. I understand that.
Yeah, but when he was in the restaurant last, he wasn't the president, was he?
No, he was not, but he had a, you know, he had a big,
He had a big moneyed empire of some kind. He's got casinos closing left and right.
All right, Margaret, you can politicize it any way you want. The guy's a very busy businessman, and he has a lot of busy business.
He's got a lot of business that's busy.
Yeah, he's got... Okay, so now you're messing with me, huh?
He's a very busy man. I think that would suffice.
He's a very busy man. And of course, I'm a very busy man, too. But he's a busy... I guess he's busier.
Well, why is he busier? Because he's got more money?
I would think that would make you busier, yeah.
So in other words, you forgive him whatever... I don't know, whatever snide or rude or uncomfortable remarks or behaviors he has, you know he means well.
I do, but I know that he means well because he's a very nice man, but he will say you're dismissed. Kind of bothers me. It's, you know, your old friend Jay Sanders used to say it puts a hitch in his step. I got to admit, I walk away from that table a little bull-legged, and I'm not trying to be funny. I literally kind of... My legs, it feels as if I've been violated. And
what do you mean by that?
It just does. I can't explain it. So I walk back into the kitchen. I'll very gingerly sit down. Even though nothing's really happened, I'm afraid that if I sit down too, you know, it'll hurt back there.
What are you talking about now?
He says he feels violated.
Yes. But I know that it's in my mind.
Let's get back to reality here, Ted. You talk to the president. He says you're dismissed, and you walk away from the table.
Yes, I walk away from the table. It's the part that I don't like about him coming into the restaurant when he starts to lord it over everybody and say, hey, you know, when are you going to knock out that wall and put in a jacuzzi or so, whatever he's... It bugs me.
All right, let's get to the present day, because that's something that you're going to have to deal with. Is if he comes to the restaurant this summer, I imagine things are going to be the same.
Well, he's going to be a part of a presidential detail. I doubt seriously if he's going to come to the restaurant, because you're going to have Secret Service. You're going to have FBI. I don't know what the hell they travel with, but they've got...
They've got the Secret Service. You'll have the local Beverly Hills cops. You won't be able to breathe in that joint.
And the other thing is, I don't think they'll allow other patrons in the restaurant.
Well, why not?
What do you mean, why not? He's the president of the United States. It's a security issue.
Well, he's down at that restaurant at Mar-a-Lago. He's sitting there having dinner, and all of a sudden, a big security situation flares up in North Korea, and he's moving his dessert out of the way and putting maps on the table. Why can't he do it here?
Because I don't believe, to be perfectly honest with you...
You don't believe what?
I don't think is there such a thing as the military not allowing it?
Let me say this to you, my friend. If the military were to tell Donald Trump what to do, it would be called a military coup. You don't want that to happen.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just saying. You don't want that to happen. The military is always going to do whatever the commander-in-chief says to do, unless it's immoral or illegal. But having a meeting over your potatoes and steak in a restaurant, when it has to do with security issues, I don't think that violates the law. And I don't think morally anybody in the military could overstep that.
So if Donald Trump wants to have a meeting anywhere with any topic about anything, he can do it.
Well, yeah, he can do it unless it's illegal.
So if if he comes here and he wants to do that, who am I to say no? But I don't need a lot of cops and a lot of Secret Service and a lot of guns. You know, it just is going to happen.
Well, and if he wants to go in there with his entourage, with all of your, your customers, your little tiny kids drinking their Shirley Temples, Jesus,
What do you think could happen?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, if the president decides that he wants to have dinner there and some clown comes in who wants to cause trouble, you're going to have a whole lot of little tiny kids with their Shirley Temples hitting the deck. Everybody down. You know what I mean?
Well, what is that? This is what I can't handle. And I respectfully decline.
Well, why don't you tell him that?
Sure, you go ahead. You tell Donald Trump, no, you can't come into my restaurant. He says, yeah, thanks a lot. And he comes anyway.
Even if you pick the phone up and say, Mr. President, please don't come here.
I'd say, please, 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 I'm serious. Please, please don't come here. I can even be crying like I'm crying now.
You want me to tell you? I got to tell you that he's crying now.
What the hell is wrong with that guy?
You're scared about all that talk about a military coup.
The military coup is going to take place in his restaurant.
Well, it scared him. He could say, please don't come here, and Trump's just going to go, yeah, thank you very much. And he's going to show up the next day.
Let me have the phone.
All right, so that doesn't sound like a very pleasant visit.
No, it's not.
So what do you think about the president tweeting?
Oh, it's a bunch of horse dung. You know, the president is tweeting to let off a little bit of steam. What did he say? He said that Biker had, she looked funny or something when she showed up there. You know, people really ought to just take this stuff with a grain of salt.
All right, I'm not going to sit by and listen to this. Every woman that weighed in today, all of the broadcasters, all of the politicians, all of the senators, all of the congresswomen, every woman of note that they interviewed today on any news channel that you want to talk about, Republican or conservative, said that he was a slob on high, that he behaved like a boor, he behaved like a nose-picking Appalachian boor.
All right, No,
I'm not done. He behaved like a bum and a pig, and that he should apologize, not that he ever will, because bums and pigs don't apologize. They just go on rolling in their mud and rolling around in their slop. Isn't that right, Ted?
I'm not saying...
All right, let's not get an argument with Ted.
All right. But I'm saying that he will not respond to any request that he apologize any more than he would respond to any request that he stay out of someone's restaurant if you didn't want him there. Even if you told Donald Trump, when you come into my restaurant, you leave a stench that lingers for months, he'd still come in, wouldn't he?
I got to admit, yeah, he would.
All right, well, who's going to tell him that?
It's not going to be me.
Well, I would if you let me, but...
No, Margaret, I don't need to have... I would get arrested. Knowing him, I'd get arrested, and you too.
I'd love to see him try.
All right, Ted, I thank you very much for being on the show. I'm sorry that it was such a traumatic experience, you know, but we appreciate it. We wanted to get your input.
No, it's all right, but, I got to tell you something. When Donald Trump coming in here with a bunch of... Forget it.
I know, it made you nervous. Okay, I got it. All right, Ted is over and out. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back, and...
Ted Bell's on the phone.
Yeah, Ted.
I'm not allowed to lock out my own commercial? Come on into Ted's about... Fuck it.
Hey, man. Dude. Do you want to put our meat in your mouth? Dude. Famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California coming back.
Mike Sertine Honda, 2615 East Kobler in the city of Miletun. Mike Sertine Honda. We've got new, used, old, fat, skinny. The Hondas that you only know through the advertising on this station can now be yours in your living room, in your garage, in your bedroom. Make love to it. Drive around in it. Mike Sertine Honda guarantees this. You'll love your Honda, or he'll come over there and drive it home. And he won't drive it home to his home. He'll drive it home into rocks at the bottom of a cliff on a beach. Mike Sertine Honda. Mike Sertine's guarantee. If you don't like this car, he'll drive it into the ocean.
I am Mike Sertine. If you don't like your car, I'll come to your house. I'll drive off a cliff. The reason I talk like this, I survive. Drive a car into rock.
Mike Sertine, a real rockhead. He'll do it for you and do it for less. Mike Sertine Honda.
Hey, man, what you got there?
Wow, this is Dexter Chew. This is the chew that I prefer.
If you like a light chew or a tough chew, or if you just like to chew, Dexter Chew.
Dexter Chew? What's it made out of?
It's faux tobacco. It's made out of fake tobacco and fake tobacco fixins and spittins and I don't know.
Dexter Chew.
Dexter Chew. That's all I know it is.
You don't know what's in it.
Why should I? Why should I know what's in it? I have so many pressures, and I got to know what I'm eating, what I'm putting in my mouth, too, huh?
Well, as long as you're on the subject, how about this?
I know what that is, and no, I'm not putting out of my mouth.
Not a no.
All right, just checking.
Dexter Chew.
Get it. Where all good chews are sold. Welcome back, world famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll head up to Butner Lake now. The family is still hanging up there, Bobby and Steve Dooley, because Bobby had some things to say about Donald Trump's activities on Twitter. And I'll tell you something, Bobby, you know, there's all kinds of, you just heard Margaret, as she was talking and not very favorably about the president's tweets, and
now let's be clear, he tweeted about Micah Brzezinski that she was bleeding from the face because of a facelift when she showed up at Mar-a-Lago. None of this is true. Essentially attacking a woman for her looks. He's always talking about bleeding, and always attacking a woman for her looks. These are the things that we were discussing today. And when I say we, I say women journalists. Now, Bobby, you're not a journalist. I don't really know on what standing you arrive on the program, but we certainly want to hear from you.
Well, that's a very weird entry.
You mean intro?
Yes, I mean intro. You're really, you know something, Margaret? You're on a roll. You're really on a roll.
Well, you know, this has been a weird, weird night.
Let me talk to Bobby. Bobby, how are you, first of all?
Thank you, Phil. I'm doing well.
How's the family?
They're doing very, very well.
All right, cut the crap and get to it, will you?
Oh, my God.
I'll get to it, Margaret. Bobby, the president tweeted the things that he tweeted that Margaret referenced today. Your take on that as a Trump supporter?
You know, I see the president as someone who was alerting Micah to something that he thinks is very wrong. And that is the fact of that... her face, and let's be clear now. Let's be very, very clear. He's the president of the United States. When the president of the United States has concern for your health, is concerned about the way you look.
Oh, my God.
Hey, come on.
Margaret, I listened to you.
Yeah, you hadn't called in yet.
Phil.
Margaret, will you please?
So when the president tells you that you're, you know, Steve.
The president tells you your face is.
If your face is wrecked, and I don't mean to say wrecked, but you know, really, essentially, that's what he was saying. I think one has to be appreciative of that.
All right, Margaret, go ahead, respond.
And what?
He said I can respond, so I'm responding. What was that?
It was a sigh of...
He's going to respond. Go ahead, do it.
Hey, Dooley, this is General Shaw. Keep your yap shut.
Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead. I mean,
It's your turn. Oh, God, she just said go ahead.
What an idiot.
You know, I'm telling you, Phil.
All right, everybody calm down. Respond, Margaret.
I will respond this way. The President of the United States had no intention of giving her any advice about her looks. He had no concern about her well-being. He wasn't concerned about a faulty facelift. And by the way, do you buy that she was bleeding from the face?
I don't know. If the President was there, he was at Mar-a-Lago. Okay? At Mar-a-Lago?
How are you pronouncing that?
Mar-a-Lago.
It's Mar-a-Lago.
Well, guess what? I heard that President Trump calls it Mar-a-Lago among his friends, so I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you're really in with all of the pronunciations then, aren't you? I defer to you.
Thank you very much. The President, Mar-a-Lago...
God, easy.
The President said that he saw her bleeding from the face from a bad facelift, and he said no. Now, if the President said that she was bleeding from the kisser... Or not the kisser, but...
Yeah, dead bleeding from her kisser.
From the, then who are we to say that that isn't the case?
Because there was a picture that was posted today of her during that period of time, during the visit to Mar-a-Lago, or however you pronounce it.
Talk much?
I'm going to come through this phone.
Mar-a-Lago is the way it's pronounced.
There was a picture of her visiting, and she looked fine. There was no scarring, there was no blood, there was no nothing.
Well, apparently, Margaret, you don't have the information that I have.
Did you see a picture of her with blood on her face?
I did not see a picture of her with blood on her face.
We didn't see that directly, Mr. Henry, but we have it on good account.
We do have it on good account.
What account is that?
You really want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear this.
All right. I had a call this morning from the Mar-a-Lago kitchen. One of the staff didn't identify themselves and said that they had seen her on New Year's Eve and she was dabbing blood from her chin. And, okay, so...
And how do you know that was someone from the staff at Mar-a-Lago?
Because I could tell.
Yeah, we could tell. I mean, we heard the background. It didn't sound like any real kitchen that you've ever been in, or me have ever been into, or anybody... has ever been into.
What it sound like?
Yeah, what's a kitchen sound like that you've never been in?
It was very, you could hear electronic devices going, you heard the sound of rubber.
Yeah, it was definitely a kitchen, because I could hear people saying, you know, 350 heated to 350, and how long's the pie going to be in, and a lot of it, you know.
Yeah, a lot of it was kind of double entendre stuff.
A lot of it I didn't want to listen to, because it was, you know, stick that in and everything like that. But
then how do you know it was a kitchen?
Excuse me. Because I could tell. And also, I knew it was President Trump's home because the person said, and I know they could be lying, but they said, please stand by for a call from Mar-a-Lago. And they said, this is the kitchen speaking.
Hey, Bobby, can I say something?
Mr. Henry, if you're going to embarrass my wife...
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
You know, nothing you've said... By the way, are you outside?
We are. It's a beautiful evening. We're enjoying a glass of wine on the dock.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. A glass of wine.
That's nice.
Yeah, don't you wish you were here?
No, not really, no. Yes, it would be nice to be there, but not sitting with you two.
Oh, you hear that?
I heard that.
Hey, stick to the point here. So, how did you know it was Mar-a-Lago? You know that Pekel...
Pekel?
Yeah, Mr. Renner, you said Pekel.
I know that. You know that people can pretend they're anywhere.
I understand that, Mr. Henry. I wasn't born yesterday. I knew it. No, trust me when I tell you, it was Mar-a-Lago.
But how do you know that?
I know because they said...
They said, stand by for a call from Mar-a-Lago.
No, they said, this is Mar-a-Lago calling. Stand by for the kitchen.
Yeah, stand by. There's somebody in the kitchen.
Right, they said stand by for someone from the kitchen.
And the person in the kitchen did not identify themselves?
Of course they didn't, Phil. I mean, The president's going to find out.
Well, he's going to find out that there was a call from the kitchen to you anyway. And that only means one thing. He'll interrogate every person in that kitchen and get someone fired.
Well, you know what? That's not on me. They called me. That's not on me.
Yeah, that's not on us. Because they called me.
They called me.
Well, I know. I'm just saying me and the...
So...
Bobby, just because you heard someone say, stand by for a call from... What did they say?
It said, this is Mar-a-Lago calling. This is the operator at Mar-a-Lago calling. Stand by to stand by. What was it, Steve?
Stand by. We're going to transfer you to the kitchen.
Yeah. And then, please stand by for a call from the kitchen.
Wait a minute. What they said?
They transferred us to the kitchen. They picked up in the kitchen. They said, stand by.
They said stand by for a call from the kitchen.
Yes, what about it?
Because you was already in the kitchen.
You were already in the kitchen.
Who gives a...
Ellie, my wife's getting frustrated with y'all.
Well, that's just too bad, Steve. She's got to answer some questions. If she thinks I'm going to believe that she got a call from Mar-a-Lago...
Talk much? Hey.
I know. Do you talk much, Mr. Henry?
I talk this much. I'm going to hang the phone up, and then maybe I'll place a call to the U.S. Secret Service to find out if you guys... are getting some unauthorized calls from Mar-a-Lago.
No.
Hey, Mr. Henry,
No, I'll do it. No, you aren't going to do that, Mr. Henry, okay? Because if you do that, then every American is at risk from having a call from the president.
I don't think
so. That's not going to do it.
Yeah, so answer my questions, please.
God damn.
We took a call from Mar-a-Lago that we thought was Mar-a-Lago. Maybe it wasn't Mar-a-Lago.
Maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But you know something? If anyone's going to get a call from Mar-a-Lago, it's going to be me. And I'll tell you what else. If the President of the United States said that Micah's face was trucked up and funky, then it was trucked up and funky.
Now, the President, he tweeted about it being funky, didn't he?
No, he did not say, he didn't use the word funky.
He didn't say that at all. He said that she just had a recent facelift and there was blood on her face.
Well, that's what that person at Mar-a-Lago said that.
They said that. They also said, and this is why we feel the call was real, they also said...
It could have been cocktail sauce.
It could have been cocktail sauce on account of the shrimp cocktail.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you want from me, Phil?
We took the call in good faith.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Bobby, thank you for the call.
Phil, all we...
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley.
Yeah, see, this is the whole thing. You don't have any contacts at the White House. You don't have any contacts at this Mar-a-Lago. You guys are just going on... What makes you think that broad's got...
What's the broad thing, all right?
What makes you think she's got contacts?
I didn't think she had contacts. I just wanted to hear her rationale for defending or backing up the president, or whatever the hell it is you want to say, for backing the president up when he said, you know, facelifts and all that stuff. You know, he tweeted what he tweeted. Now, right now on TV, I'm looking up, and I'm seeing somebody that Don Lemon must have brought on. She's with the Trump Advisory Board.
Oh, this woman, Dr. Nan... You know what? I doubt seriously if she's a doctor. She is hired by Donald Trump to be a real go-getter. You see how she's blathering on there? Donald Trump hires these women to be real go-getters, to be real aggressive. And that's why Dawn's brought on Ana Navarro.
Now, this Ana Navarro, boy, she gets up in people's faces.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, she's kind of a pain in the ass.
Well, it looks like there's a whole lot. And the other thing that she does is she smiles to piss Ana off. She probably gets advice from Trump. What do you think?
I have no doubt that she does, indeed.
All right. Short show tonight, folks, I must say, but we have to move on because we are making way for, we're doing a little nurse duty this weekend, and that is going to be what it's going to be, you know?
So, Maria's coming over, and you're going to be taking care of her.
Yeah, we're going to be taking care of her, and... Got to get the house set up for that. I apologize, you guys, but we will see you tonight for our Backstage Pass chat. If you're a brand new subscriber to the Phil Henry Show website, you got to be here tonight, 9 o'clock, man, Pacific. Be a part of our Backstage Pass chat.
You know.
It's a lot of fun.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siepri Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.